Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Imprisoned killer Cosmo DiNardo will defy a subpoena to testify at his cousin's murder trial, despite making a deal to cooperate. DiNardo is spending life in prison after admitting he murdered four young men 2 years ago at his parents' farm in Bucks County. He's refusing to take the stand at Sean Kratz's trial on charges he killed three of those men. It's unclear what penalty DiNardo might face. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert tells us jurors on Friday got to watch Kratz's hour-plus-long confession to detectives about his role in the killings.
In the video of Sean Kratz's confession from April 2018, Kratz says after he and his cousin Cosmo DiNardo shot 21-year-old Dean Finicaro in the head, DiNardo put his arm around him laughing and said, "What's the matter? You've never seen a dead body before?" That videoed confession came as part of what was supposed to be a plea deal to third-degree murder, but Kratz backed out of the deal at the last minute. In the beginning of the video, detectives tell him if he does not go through with the plea, they'll use the confession against him. Kratz says DiNardo called him names, angry he wouldn't help move the body, and he says he tried to talk DiNardo out of going to pick up Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo, two other men who were murdered on the farm. This is the second videoed statement jurors have seen. The other is about 4 hours long. At one point in that video, Kratz talks to his mother, who tells him, "Tell the truth and don't worry about his cousin." In her words, "Save yourself, because he'll bury you just like he did to those four boys."
Trial resumes next week. Philadelphia drivers, take note. The parking authority's online customer services won't be working for the next week. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the agency is transferring its ticket enforcement system to a new contractor.
Executive Director Scott Petrie says the parking authority used the same vendor for 35 years, but when it came time for the most recent contract, a local minority-owned firm, PRWT, was the low bidder.
There'll be a lot of customer conveniences and efficiencies from the new program, including a much-enhanced customer service platform, just easier to navigate, to answer questions quickly, to provide more accurate information.
The downside is transferring 35 years worth of files and working out the bugs that come with any new system will take at least a week. So until November 15th, there's no online option for renewing residential parking permits, disputing or paying parking tickets, or past due red light violations.
They're still due, mind you, but you have to pay by mail or in person. A Voorhees Holocaust survivor is being honored at his synagogue this weekend on the 80th anniversary of his bar mitzvah. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more.
This weekend, 93-year-old Holocaust survivor Fred Barron celebrates his bar mitzvah anniversary.
It was somebody's bright idea that after 80 years, I should have another bar mitzvah.
That idea came from Barron's daughter, Evelyn.
It is happening on November the 9th, 2019, which is the 81st anniversary of Kristallnacht, and it is the 80th anniversary of his bar mitzvah date.
Barron explains his first bar mitzvah was as a refugee in 1939.
We had just escaped from Germany to Cuba.
These days, Barron attends Shabbat services regularly, and he says he always recites the mourner's prayer.
People always ask me, "Who are you saying Kaddish for?" I said, "It's not for my family. It's for the 6 billion Jews who have no one to say Kaddish for them."
That's at Congregation Bethel tomorrow. Thanksgiving is not that far off. With that in mind, New Jersey is stepping up efforts to get people in need to sign up for a food assistance program. More from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
SNAP, what used to be called the food stamp program, is federally funded but run by states. In New Jersey, over 700,000 people are getting help from 6,000 retailers statewide, according to Human Services Commissioner Carol Johnson.
It makes a huge critical difference in so many people's lives because we know food is not just about nutrition. It's also about making sure kids perform well in school. It's making sure that people are healthy. It makes such a difference in people's lives.
During SNAP Awareness Week, state and county agencies will be highlighting just what the program does. Why? Now, the thought is you get more people involved over the holidays, and that'll help year-round. There are annual income limits to qualify, ranging from $23,000 for an individual to over $39,000 for a family of three.
If you're interested, contact your county's social services agency. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, "Play KYW News Radio."